Ho, ho, holy smokes, it's the last podcast of the year.
Merry Christmas,
Tom Attack. Short, sweet, but to the point.
No need to apologise for anything.
This is the final podcast of 2014.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wow. Good year, Matt?
Yeah, pretty good year.
Let's save that until the new year.
Because you tease.
Unlike last year, where we finished off the year on a game of the year note, this year we're saving that.
We are.
Till January time.
Because, to be perfectly honest with you, neither of us thinks we've played enough of the games. Smash hit games and of the year to justify it.
Yeah, we want to make that show as good as we can possibly do it.
Yes.
Without having to spend a bit more time with the new releases and maybe play some of the games we haven't had a chance yet, we don't feel we can justify doing that show that we did last year. So this show is going to be a regular show.
It is going to be a regular show. Not the regular show, though. That's owned by Cartoon Network. We probably get sued.
But full of festive cheer.
Yes.
And we're going to actually start off on a different note than we usually do and talk about the new releases.
We're flipping it round!
Well, we're doing that because I know the laptop battery will die before the end of the podcast.
Cunning.
So, new releases this week. It sounds very formal. It's like a news report this week. Well, we've already had on the 2nd of December The Crew. That's one of the games that we missed out on.
Yes, Assassin's Creed with cars.
Really?
Ubisoft,
is it?
It is a Ubisoft game. I've heard it complained about on many a podcast because it's a kind of like an RPG-esque driving game with a big open world and you can like level stuff up. It sounded a pretty interesting concept. Mm. However, to get bits of your map info, much like in Assassin's Creed, you climb up a large tower and look around, you drive up to a satellite dish and then it does the spin round thing. It's kind of a bit odd.
I'm actually interested in this one.
I've heard it's not great.
Okay. Maybe I'll do a bit of research. Then again, Sonic Boom, pretty good. I'd heard that wasn't great. It's pretty good. It's still pretty good.
Okay.
So The Crew has been released on Xbox One, PC, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 4, but strangely absent is PlayStation 3 version.
Yeah, interesting. Wow. I don't know.
What's going on?
No idea.
Anyway, 5th of December we got Boom Ball Connect for the Xbox One.
Boom.
So these aren't new releases.
It's out there.
These are out there. The Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 remix.
Yeah, which I saw in a shop earlier, and I was like, wow, if I was on the PlayStation 4, I would have bought it. But alas, it's a last-gen console.
Limbo has been released on PlayStation 1, and so are Threes.
You mean Xbox One?
Oh, I said PlayStation.
You did say PlayStation 1. I'd imagine it'd be a very good PlayStation 1 game. However...
I like to see that. Yeah. Reimagined for a lesser platform.
Are you going
to
refer...
lesser as in worse platform, but technically...
They actually do that with a lot of stuff. There's a Hearthstones I saw for the Game Boy going around a couple of weeks ago. They call it D-makes, so where they take a very popular franchise and then they D-make it for an old console.
Right, that's always appealed to me. What's this? Star Wars The Old Republic, The Shadow of Revan.
That's an expansion for the MMO... Star Wars The Old Republic.
Oh, yeah, no one cares about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's move on. 11th of December saw BlazBlue Continuum Shift Extend released on the PC.
Yes.
Rune Factory 4 on the 3DS.
What? Oh, in Europe?
Yeah.
Shit, the bed. I have to pick that up. I have to go get that right now.
The Talos Principle for both Mac and PC. And
that name rings a bell. I can't remember what it is.
Neither can I. Papers, Please was released on the iPad on the 12th of December.
But was it? Because iTunes regarded some part of it as vulgar, and I believe they pulled it from the App Store.
Okay, well, down on here on this...
I believe it was due to be released on the 12th of April, of December even, not April. Maybe it'll be released on the 12th of April now. But apparently there was a clause where there are bits of the game where you have to scan people and they appear naked, which is... part of the whole concept of the game that you're doing awful things to these people you're supposed to be taking care of.
Oh.
And not in like a cynical way, in regards of like you were exploiting these people, it's your job to check that these people aren't smuggling things over the border because they do blow up bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just showing that these kind of regimes where these checkpoints and stuff were set up were very degrading to people, and it's kind of showing that historical aspect. But Apple considered it pornographic to show a naked, pixelated person. So I believe it did not get released.
The nudity has been censored.
Yes.
But it has been released.
Okay, interesting.
Hmm. Immigration game Papers, Please is now an iPad after Apple censors nudity.
Ah, interesting.
There you go. And games you've got to look forward to now that are being released in the very near future are Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Edition for Android.
I actually really like Baldur's Gate 2. I'm actually quite excited about that. Unfortunately, it's on Android. Hopefully, it means it's on OUYA because I can play it on there.
And in December, we've got a few other releases coming. No confirmed dates on these, but a game called Blood Alloy for PC, Mac, and Android.
Okay.
Cosmic Star Heroine for PS4, Vita, and Mac. Habitat for Xbox One.
That sounds like a really good drug, doesn't it? Cosmic Star Heroin, when regular heroin isn't enough.
That's great. And Duelist for PC and Mac. Habitat will also be released on Mac and PC as well as Xbox One. Paradise Lost First Contact for Mac and PC. Scale for Mac and PC.
I really like that they're releasing games for Mac and PC now. It's good.
The Girl and the Robot for Wii U and Mac.
I have no idea what that is.
And PS4 and PC.
Okay, everything.
Okay, Torment. Tides of Numenia.
Numenia? You sound like you're from bloody Gloucestershire.
Toys of Numenia. It's been released on the Mac. These games mean nothing to me.
Vienna.
Universum Warfront on Mac, Universum Warfront on PC. So if you've been looking forward to any of those games, then...
they're available now with an unconfirmed release date.
It should be available by the end of the month.
If not, blame Eurogamer, not us, because we're stealing their newsfeed.
SingStar Ultimate Party should also be out by the end of the year.
Ain't no party like a SingStar party.
So, you planning on having a SingStar party this Christmas, Matthew?
Yes. I've bought the PS2 version of SingStar Kent, the Danish or Swedish group. No, of course I fucking didn't.
Oh, right. I might actually partake in a bit of that this Christmas.
Yeah?
SingStar. I think I'll make sure I bring my SingStar mics back. I think I brought them over here, but we've never played SingStar since I moved to Denmark.
Well, no, we did play it in... Oh, we did play it once.
Park Life.
Yes, Park Life.
Yeah, our Italian friend Matteo.
Park Life. Yeah, it's good. It's very good.
Very enthusiastic performance of Park Life.
Yes.
But yeah, any other multiplayer games you're going to play this Christmas? I know I always do. That's why I'm curious to see if Matt Boyle, who's not a fan usually of the casual
games. Well, I am a fan of the casual games. Usually, to be honest, my Christmas consists of me whipping out the Wii and playing Mario Kart with my brother.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my family aren't actually going to be that together this Christmas, so I don't know. I was contemplating taking home the Wii U to play a bit of Smash Brothers and a bit of Mario Kart 8. Mm. However, after hearing the news, my brother was only coming down to pick up my nephew.
Oh.
I'm just kind of like, well, there's no real point. So I don't know. I'll probably be neck deep in my Game Boy again, I think.
Okay.
Like usual. It'll be lonely this Christmas. Sorry.
What I usually do when I go home and I want to play multiplayer games, I end up playing the previous releases of my favourite franchises like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
For instance,
yes.
Or maybe the old Smash Brothers. Not that it's one of my favourite franchises, but occasionally whip out Brawl.
Yeah.
But yeah, I usually play Double Dash or Mario Kart Wii or other Wii U Wii games. Sorry, Pac-Man versus usually gets a going over. So does Wii Sports Resort, Wii Party, the original.
Yeah.
I'd like to play a bit more of Wii Party U. It's a game that I've had for a while and haven't made a lot of use of.
No, we only played it once or twice.
Yeah, but the Ghostbusting game was great fun.
Yes, is the Ghost game on Wii on Nintendo Land.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of Ghost games that are good.
Speaking of Ghost games, I picked up new Ghostbusters for the NES.
Oh, really?
I think that's one of my few purchases this last week. I'll have to double check. Have you picked up any games this last week?
I picked up two Amiibos. I guess a lot of people will have heard by now this whole thing going on with Nintendo. There's been a bit of back and forth on it. I actually watched Pat the NES Punk earlier and his friends talk about it. And it was very interesting because they've been following this a lot more closely than I have, because I just saw that Nintendo had pretty much told an online retailer called VGA, I believe they're called, a video game company in Canada, that they would have no more stock of Villager, Marth, or Wii Fit Trainer, because once they were gone, they were gone. And so they sent out...
Once they were gone, they were gone.
Once they sent out this thing on Twitter saying, like, sorry, folks, Nintendo confirmed we're not getting these figures back in. They're gone now. Sorry. Then people went, like, oh, my God, people are going to sell out of these things. And, like, I've seen premiums on Kirby, Fox, and Pikachu before now anyway. So I was very curious to see how much that these were going for. And they are quite expensive compared to a regular Amiibo. Not necessarily by Denmark prices, but I've seen the Wii Fit Trainer on Amazon for about £40, I think the lowest one is at the moment. Okay. So they're starting to go for silly money. I picked them up purely because I've kind of contemplated collecting these figures. While I'm not too fussed on some of the main ones, like Samus, I don't think the Samus one looks particularly great, which is a bit of a shame. Yeah, but it looks too dainty for my money compared to the others. The rest of them look chunky and figure-like. Yeah. Like, even the Villager's got very small arms and legs, but it looks
a bit of chunk to it.
Chunky.
I want Sonic when he comes in.
I'm going to buy Mega Man, and I'm going to buy a few more of them. I probably won't get the guy from Xenoblade Chronicles, because I'm like, I don't really...
Oh, what's his name?
I can't remember.
Dave?
Yeah, it's been a while. Dave. I'm not going to get Dave, because he just looks a bit bland for my tastes in comparison to some of
cool
the other...
Cool sword, though.
Yeah, well, no, that figure doesn't look too bad. It's just same problem I have with Marth, you know. Mm. They kind of look a bit too realistic, which is not really what I'm after in those kind of figures.
Marth has got funny little eyes.
He's got beady little eyes.
Looking at it, yeah.
And a very a teeny-weeny little sword compared to Dave. But, yeah, so Nintendo announced this, that they were going scarce. I happened to be in a Toys R Us, and I saw both of them on a shelf, and I was like, well, I haven't actually seen the Wii Fit Trainer. You've told me you've seen it in Viola, but I looked today and I couldn't find it now that this news has gone out. So I was like, well, they're here. I'll just buy them just in case I do decide to collect for this. If not, I can always just sell them on. But
it's interesting that these Amiibos actually are the exact same poses as the trophies, which you have a lot.
Yes, I thought that was kind of a nice touch. Yeah.
Because I had a quick go the other day on Smash Brothers. I played through the classic arcade mode as Sonic. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah.
I unlocked Falco.
Did you?
Hmm.
Yeah,
is that more than you've done, or have you got him?
I got Falco on mine as well, yeah.
Amiibo figurines are just as popular as Super Smash Brothers, was a recent headline from Game Informer. So these little guys have been doing rather well.
They have. Have they announced any sales figures of Smash yet? Have they come out and said, like, the hey, we sold 1 million copies thing yet?
I've not read any.
Okay. Interesting. Neither I am really been keeping up with news that much this week, though. There's been a lot of, like... Wow. What?
Well, it's again talking about how Marth and Villager and Wii Fit Trainer are demanding high prices on eBay. Some of those prices have already jumped to nearly $100.
Yeah.
Cause I think in the States, maybe people are having more trouble getting them than perhaps in Europe.
They are, but I always find this is pretty common anytime a game kind of sells out anywhere. It's never really in Denmark because there isn't that much of a video game buying audience here. But Nintendo kind of stated that the main ones, such as like Mario and Link and all of those kind of things, aren't going to go out of sale. And as our good friend Austin pointed out, he said, Nintendo must be nuts not to do this with Pokemon next time. We were talking about the idea of making like an Amiibo Pokeball so you could save your Pokemon team on a Pokeball and then just take that around a friend's house to fight with
that
your Pokemon.
Sounds really cool.
That would be really awesome if they did something
like
that.
There's lots of potential there.
There is. There's also a lot of really cool figures coming out. I will be getting King DDD. I will also be getting Mega Man, as I previously said. I'll be getting Meta Knight. I'll probably get Bowser, because Bowser looks cool.
Yeah,
but I want to see him in the flesh. Right, I want to see if he's as chunky as he should
be. He's got a lot of detail on him.
Yeah. There's some really nice figures in that line. And
Captain Falcon, Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong looks pretty cool. I quite like Fox McCloud. Look at Fox. He's pretty...
Oh, yeah, the Fox figure's really detailed. I've actually seen that in the shop.
Yeah.
Ike, is he just more popular than Marth? Oh, he's not out yet. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, so maybe Ike's going to be one to snap up because...
I assume so, but look at King DDD, he's amazing.
Yeah, that's a great figure.
Kirby's
out.
Kirby's getting quite a lot of attention, actually. He's quite hard to get. I actually saw the figure today and I've changed my opinion on him. It actually is a very nice looking figure.
The Kirby one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is nice. It's small, but, you know, it's perfectly formed.
Yeah, it is.
Say. Luigi's a bit of fun.
Luigi's very strange. I like his kind of dive thing. Actually, I'm going to go pack my 3DS now. I'm going to take it home and play
Mega
some Smash.
Man. Oh, convincing all this talk of Smash Brothers.
Well, yeah, I just want to play a bit of... Yeah, actually, yeah, it's a nice figure, but at the same time, it doesn't blow me away. Samus looks awful. Like, comparative to the rest of them, Samus just looks way too dainty.
It's not an action pose, is it?
No.
Probably.
But like, there's his Kirby's, but Kirby looks all right in the flesh.
Yeah. But the guy who we call Dave is called Shulk.
Dave's a better name. We should name these characters.
Yeah. Sonic.
Sonic looks cool. You going to get it?
Yes. Toon Link's nice.
Toon Link is very nice. I will be getting that as well.
Yeah. Out of all of them,
I love the Villager. I think the Villager's a really nice figure. I bought it before all of this stuff, yeah, as we've talked about previously on the podcast.
Purely because you wanted it.
Purely because I wanted it. I called him Pillager as well. So.
And Yoshi, I'm not sold on Yoshi.
Yoshi's okay in the flesh.
He's given me some attitude there as he walks away from me.
He's,
with his tail
he's
in
more
the
like, hey, I'm Yoshi. But Yoshi's Woolly World's coming out, so I assume we'll see more Yoshis.
Yeah.
And then what's the last one?
What, Zelda?
Oh, yeah, okay. But there's 49 of these apparently going to be in total.
Yeah.
So I don't
what
know.
What other characters in Smash Bros. Are you looking forward to getting a figure out?
Duck Hunt Dog.
Duck Hunt
Duck
Dog.
Duck Hunt Dog, yeah, will be bought as soon as it comes out. As soon as they announce Duck Hunt Dog, I'll be getting that.
Falco?
I'm going to get Rob.
Rob, yeah. Gandalf?
Falco I want. I'm debating Ganondorf. I'll see how the figure looks because I kind of like the one I've got from Ocarina of Time on the shelf already. Who else is there in Smash? Like,
we haven't played enough of
there's
it.
There's a load of Fire Emblem characters I don't really care about. I'll probably pick up Falco if they do him because I've
got
love
to.
Star they Fox. So, looking at the back of the box, we've got some nice characters that I've looked at and gone, oh god, of course I'm going to get those. Meta Knight, I'm going to get Olimar. I may get Bowser Jr. I'm definitely with 100% certainty going to get Nez.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Game & Watch in this one?
That I don't know. Maybe find a full list.
Is Wario in this? Yeah, he is, right? He's got fart power. I'm going to get Wario because he's in his cool WarioWare thing. What are we looking at? I'm not going to get DK.
Okay.
I'm not going to get Icarus. Kid Icarus. Ike, is that his name?
Jigglypuff?
No. No interest.
Who's Lucas? Oh, he's not in one.
Yeah, he's not, unfortunately. It's the protagonist from Mother 3.
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo might be a cool figure. I don't know.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is a definite buy.
Pac-Man. How can I forget that he was in this one? It's got no Pokemon trainers one, but you've got Charizard, of course.
Oh, I'm not going to buy any of the Pokemon ones, I don't think. I'm not that interested. Unless they come out and say, hey, we're going to make this compatible with the next Pokemon game.
Zero Suit Samus
could be quite cool, but like I said, I'll wait and see the figure proportions.
Mr. Game & Watch.
Yes, good, I'll be getting that as well. Well, it's not to say that they won't be doing DLC, because apparently there was something leaked a couple of weeks ago that saying that apparently some Chinese factory, they'd seen a Snake and a Mewtwo. So possibly Solid Snake as a downloadable character.
Really?
Who knows? Yeah.
That's, a big rumour.
It is a big rumour. Big game. Big boss.
Very nice. I haven't actually bought any of the games this week. I have to go out there and admit.
I picked up a few games. I'll briefly run through them. Picked up a Game Boy camera.
Oh, yeah, you have.
As mine was kind of taken from me, and hopefully I'm getting it back in this holiday period. So I've been faffing around with that, and that was quite fun. Just taking pictures of things. I bought it because someone on Twitter had alerted me to the fact that if you buy iPhone camera accessories to increase the range and the type of lens on the iPhone camera, they come with a little magnetic disc, which is sticky, that you stick on the iPhone. But you can stick that on the white of the Game Boy camera and then use these detachable lenses on the Game Boy camera, and they have some interesting results. So I'm going to play around with that a little bit, I think, in the Christmas vacation, which would be nice. I got my Game Boy Light finally as a pre-Christmas present.
Yeah, I know something about different about the Game Boy Light compared to the Pocket. The button A and B are engraved into
the console, as are the start and select, which looks a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting used to the kind of aesthetic of that. I still think the screen's very hard to see, though, compared to an SP, which is a bit of a shame. But
bigger, at least.
Yes, it also means I can play Side Chain games and stuff on there, as well as Road Rash, which I gave a spin yesterday. It was quite fun. Mm. Yeah, I picked up R-Type, which is made by Bits. Good friends of Bit Studios, the people who made Alien 3.
Great game.
Yeah, I played a bit of that. It was a very faithful port. I played a bit of Solar Strike, which is by Nintendo's R&D1, which is quite a nice game. Though the bosses in that game take ages to load, ages to beat, which is a bit annoying. There's a really nice thing, though, when you load it up, is that the colour palette, usually when you play Game Boy games, is obviously just the standard colour palette of, like, greeny tints.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you place Solar Strike in, at least I haven't placed it in the second time. I may have accidentally pressed the button, but I don't think I did. It loaded in a darker palette, so the background was kind of flipped, so it was a black background, and then the hints of colour were yellow, so like the moons and stuff on the first level were actually looked like space, which I thought was very impressive. That's and different. I've not seen that in any game, but it's
because it's
by Gunpei Yokoi. I guess they must have put something in the console to make it look nicer. I bought Quarth, which I have no idea how to play. I put it in for like 3 seconds.
Quarth, what is Quarth?
Quarth is a puzzle game by Konami where you are a spaceship firing at blocks that fall down. I picked Xenon 2, which is a game that's also on the Master System, but this is apparently the worst port of it, and it kind of shows. I only paid a euro for it, though. It's quite a rare game, but the label I've got is quite faded at the top, and I was like, well, for a euro I'm just going to get that game because I know it's dire and I'm not going to pay 17 quid for a decent labelled copy. And then I got Quarterback Club because that was also a euro, and that's an NFL game that I'm probably never going to play. Though, admittedly, I did put it in as like, oh, let's have a look at this then. It's not like a sports game.
Okay.
It's more kind of like mini games where you are a quarterback and then you do things like you have to throw passes at targets and stuff and like track and field style hit buttons to run along a thing to prove you're a fast guy. And it was actually kind of interesting. It was more interesting than I gave it credit for.
Prove you're a fast guy.
Yeah, prove you're a fast guy. That's the name of this
like
podcast.
A Japanese translation of something.
Like, prove you're a fast guy.
Go!
You are holding clock. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. That's my game buying this week is Christmas, so I need to save a bit.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything more than the one game for the NES. I've bought a NES game for quite some time.
No.
But I'm looking forward to playing that. New Ghostbusters, it's called.
How is it? You just kind of said
bought
it and
then we didn't
talk about
it. It's a top-down game.
Yeah.
There is a version of it for the Game Boy as
there
well.
There is indeed, yes.
And you get to play as all the Ghostbusters, including what's his name?
Winston.
Rick Moranis.
Oh, yeah.
Tully? Not Tully.
I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name either. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
top-down action game with all the classic Ghostbusters. I think probably the second best Ghostbusters game next to the Mega Drive one, which is really cool. If you
I haven't played
that,
that
one.
No,
side-scrolling kind of platform shooter where everyone's got really enlarged heads.
Yeah.
So you can get the likenesses of all the actors.
Oh, okay.
And such.
Interesting.
It's a bit of fun. I haven't got it yet. It's one of the ones on my Mega Drive hit list.
Because Mike got that game.
Mike actually owns every
Ghostbusters game.
Ghostbusters game.
And that's where you've played this one. Mike of BlastProcess.com,
yeah.
You should say.
Yeah. That's Mike Davis.
Yes.
He's a huge Ghostbusters fan.
Okay. Good to know.
Hmm. But I've played a few games.
You have played a few
week,
games.
And I'd like to start off talking about a game which Matt Boyle bought for me, actually, as a birthday present.
Yes.
And this is Snowboard Kids for the N64.
Made and published by Atlus.
Atlus. This is a game I've wanted to play for a long time. And, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll say I have a lot of fun with this game this morning I was playing. It's got that N64 vibe about it. Of course, it's on N64, but there's something about the feeling of some of those games released on N64.
Yeah.
And this has it in spades. It's really well presented. it's got a great approachable down in age aesthetic about it. This is like, just like the title says, it's like 1080 but for kids.
Yeah.
It does introduce weapons into the mix.
Okay.
And some really cool weapons actually in there. The pace of it, I think at first people may say, oh, this is a little bit slow.
Yeah.
It's not very punchy, but it's actually quite relaxing, especially when the soundtrack is as good as it is.
Yeah.
It's not one of those games with an irritating noise in the background.
Yeah.
The tunes are actually hummable. I was humming one of the tracks in the shower after playing the game.
Okay. Oh, that's always a good sign.
I've not done that for a while after playing a video game.
Yeah.
So it's got that going for it. The characters are great. It's got this great incentive to keep playing as there's a real challenge to the races.
Yeah.
And you earn coins as you win, you know, depending on what place you get a certain amount of coins.
Okay.
You can also collect coins while you race. And they use those coins to buy new snowboards.
Okay, cool.
And so I got second on the first track, and I was going, you tackle each track individually. It doesn't work like a Grand Prix.
Yeah, so it isn't like a Mario Kart style, like Mushroom Cup, where you go four races in a row. It's one cap,
one race.
And then
choose the next race and try and get first on all. Because your character isn't happy unless he gets first. You know, in some games, you know, second, third, your character's like, yeah, okay, not bad.
Yeah.
But this one, anything other than first, I'm having a little paddy, you know.
Yeah.
So I got second on the first track, and I managed to get first on the second. And I was really happy with that. I went to save the game and realised that you need a control pack. Damn. But I'm very happy to play it again. I think I'll take it back to the UK with me over Christmas and cool play again. Some more of that game.
There's multiplayer in it as well, right?
Multiplayer, yeah. And of course, you've got weapons in there. So it's, I imagine it to be quite a fun multiplayer game.
Cool.
A couple of gripes with it is when you get hit, it takes you a long time to recover.
Yeah.
Which really slows it down, feels a bit clumsy in places.
Okay.
The other clumsy thing is there's laps in this game.
Yeah.
So you get to the bottom of the hill, you'll take the rail up to the top again. And you have to get through this stop and go through a little door to get onto the lift.
Okay.
And that can be a bit awkward at times because sometimes you'll crash into a wall and get stuck and you have to go.
Yeah.
If you hit it right, it's fine, but it doesn't need to be so difficult to get through the little gate to start the next lap.
Yeah.
But they're my only real issues with the game. Having seen how good this is and experienced it, I'd like to try the sequel.
Yes.
But I don't know if that was released.
It was in only PAL? In Australia. It's was quite it? A pricey car to get.
Maybe I'll get to play that one day. For now, there's well, plenty can, of
from what I understand, there's not much of a language barrier on the Japanese one if you really want to play it.
Mm, but you need some sort of way you, to play Japanese games.
You can
game.
Just get like a Honeybee. There's a converter you can plug in. It's not too expensive to do.
Might do. Well, I've got this one for now, so I'll stick with it, and I like it very much.
Cool.
The only other game I've really spent much time with, apart from playing a little bit of Smash Brothers and Mario Kart 8, is Rayman Legends on the Vita.
Yes.
I picked it up again on the bus. I'd done more on that game than I thought I had.
Yeah.
Did a couple more levels. I think the Vita version is really one to get.
Yeah.
Because you've got all the touchscreen functionality from the Wii U version in there as well. And it just feels very natural to do a lot of the touchscreen controls on the Vita. And of course, the Vita's screen is amazing.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of that, the visuals, you know, the shining through. Cool. It looks fantastic on that screen. Nice. So I think that's the game I'm going to be playing most on my trip back to the UK for Christmas.
Yes.
Maybe I'll have a go in Tearaway again.
Yes, I think you should.
Which is a very good game.
It is. I'm very excited for the PS4 version.
Mm-hmm. When's that out? Do you remember?
Sometime 2015.
Okay. That's one of the ones to look forward to.
Yes.
Is there anything on your list of games next year that you're looking forward to a lot?
I'm looking forward to Captain Toad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also looking forward to Yoshi's Woolly World. Not so much Kirby's Magic Paintbrush or whatever the hell the Wii U version of that is called.
I'm still quite happy about that one because I really like the original, the S one. But there's a good point I read in the last issue of official Nintendo, UK Nintendo magazine.
Oh, it makes me sad when I think about that.
When they mentioned, you won't be able to appreciate all the visuals when you're having to look at the gamepad all the time.
Yeah,
you know, and you've got this clay aesthetic, which I imagine on the TV.
Yeah, it did look nice on the TV.
maybe looks pretty good, but then again, you've not got the resolution on the gamepad.
It looks all right, trust me. It's always a fair point. It's okay from what I played a bit.
Okay. But there's some great releases coming from Nintendo first half next year. And
come on, Star Fox. I want it to be like a Nintendo Direct thing where they're like, hey,
Star Fox is out done and out.
Friday! And I'm like,
And the rest of the Star Fox crew will be joining the Smash Brothers gang.
Let's watch this
Slippy
trailer.
And Peppy.
God, who cares? Wolf, my God. If Peppy's Smash is to do a barrel roll and just throws everyone off the screen, that would be the greatest thing
that
in the world.
That would be good.
That would be amazing.
I think all the Star Fox cast should
I'd like
be.
The Star Wolf cast, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Maybe Maybe not the Baboon, just maybe the Wolf guy that I've forgotten the name of. Who may just be called Wolf.
He was in previous Smash Brothers.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Brawl, for instance.
Yeah.
They've got that pig guy.
Yeah, I don't care about him. Yeah. There's the baboon who goes,
Uncle Andros!
Who's the fourth member of Star Wolf?
Oh, there's a chameleon.
I think the chameleon's quite cool. Okay, I'm on board with the chameleon as well.
So listen to that, Nintendo. Matt doesn't care about the other ones, but if you get the chameleon in there and Wolf, you'll be fine.
Be happy as Larry. Oh, God, I hope our Star Fox game's good. I really want a good Star Fox game.
Mm. I think you know, mentioned this in some previous podcasts. Yeah. That, of course, Miyamoto was trying to get a lot of gamepad functionality.
God, I hope it doesn't over.
But I'm actually quite happy Nintendo are doing something with the tech in that gamepad. You know, because how they embraced the Wii Remote and did so many new things using that control scheme. That's what Nintendo are really good at. They innovate. True. And if you manage to make an innovative, playable Star Fox game that doesn't, the innovativeness doesn't hamper the gameplay, then I'm all for a new angle on Star Fox.
Yeah, so am I. As long as they don't do the Star Fox Assault thing of, hey, you got to run around on the ground and shoot things. I don't care. I want to fly around on rails and ship and shoot things.
Nintendo are handling it.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
It won't be like that.
We'll see. Yeah. Other than that, kind of interested in playing The Order, but at the same time, it just looks like Gears of War to me, and I'm kind of a bit
PS4
turned off it. Yeah.
Mm. I know very little about that one, actually.
I seen some gameplay demos, and where I was quite interested in the concept of it being like Victorian London and all this kind of stuff. Oh, new Assassin's Creed's leaked. New Assassin's Creed's in Victorian London. Not that anyone really cares.
Haven't they given up by now?
No. This year's Assassin's Creed game, i.e. 2015, will be in Victorian London. Anyways. What are you excited about?
What am I excited about?
Yeah.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah, Yoshi's Woolly World is a good game.
I think my sights are firmly set on the Wii U now, not owning any of the other consoles.
Well, my sights are firmly set on the Wii U, and I do own one of the other consoles, so it's probably a good way to go.
There are some interesting third-party games coming out for PS4.
Yeah.
I can't name them off the top of my head. We talked about them last
week.
Yeah,
we have.
Drawn to Death, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a couple there that did spark my interest. And I thought No Man's Sky, of course.
Yeah.
Next year at some
point. Yes, it is.
We'll have Zelda eventually by the end of the year. Which
I'm not
sure
counting that, because that's the very end of the year makes it.
Toad's Treasure Tracker will be good.
Yeah, Captain Toad's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that. Unfortunately, it's supposed to be very short. I'm still going to buy it, though. Anything else? Any more for any more?
There's so much, isn't there? I can't quite.
There is. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about
we'll talk
it on
about
the next
that,
one.
Yeah, in more detail in the new year.
Yes.
For sure. But I'd say it's been an okay year in gaming.
It's been an all right year. Some hiccups at the end of it. But we got through.
Yeah. But you see exactly what we thought of this last year in gaming in the new year.
Yes, in January.
Maybe now is the right time for me to unveil my special surprise.
It's not your penis.
I teased Matthew with at the beginning of this podcast.
It's not a cup of tea.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Matthew his Christmas present live on the podcast.
Okay.
How about that?
Interesting. Okay.
Can you wait? I'm going to go and get it.
Okay.
It's here.
What? Okay. Whoa! Ha! Awesome. What Tom has just presented me with is nothing actually video game related, but it is the artwork from the 1986 Transformers movie. framed, so with Hot Rod holding the Matrix of Leadership, and then all of the other cast like RC and Blur behind him. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you very
much.
All right. Cool. Our good friend Austin's bought me the vinyl of this as well, like the 20th anniversary revival of the vinyl. Oh my God, awesome.
But,
cheers, Tom.
That's all right.
Thank you.
I had it for a while for you, but I hadn't got the frame yet. So.
Ah, okay.
I had to fix it. Yeah, it's framed okay. Maybe you can...
No, it's fine. Awesome. It's all right. Cool. Thank you very much.
No problem. There we go. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And now I can say that Matt bought me a very nice and generous Christmas present, which was a Street Fighter Christmas jumper.
Yes, it was.
I don't know if you've seen these. Who was it?
I got mine
Numskull?
From... It's a company called Numskull, but I got mine from funstock.co.uk.
It's great.
Yes, it is.
It's got Ryu and Ken there Hadoukening each other. And you've got KO embroidered across the jumper, which looks like ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, there's also a very prominent yellow line, which is their health bars, and then the word KO in the middle, which I thought was a very nice touch. I didn't notice on the...
It's a great thing. I didn't know these things existed, so it was a lovely surprise from Matthew. And of course, Christmas has come early here because Matthew is jetting off to the UK tomorrow.
Yes. So by the time you hear this podcast, I will already be back in the UK. Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Another year over, Tom.
Another year over, a new one just around the corner.
Yes. I'm going to go watch Transformers the movie now while I edit this podcast, I think.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
So to everyone out there listening, have a Merry Christmas or whatever you celebrate, and have a fantastic New Year, and we shall see you back in January.
One thing to remember, game on.